Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, our fire is crackling on this summer evening, so hopefully you are in a place that you can think about a wonderful fire. Hi, and welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. And as always, it is my pleasure to spend time with you. And I want to thank you for being with me on this particular call, whether you're joining us live or you are listening to this podcast at some point in the future. I will say that the system is a little slow right now, so hang with me. I will be opening a chat room this evening because I'm very excited about our guest. Before I get there, I do want to follow up on our past two shows with Phyllis Gray. We've been talking about the defunding of a number of Upward Bound programs across the country and what you can do to make a difference in that educational opportunity program. And right now, I don't have any new updates. I will invite you to listen to my last two segments with Phyllis to learn more about this program and what it does and how it makes a difference in the lives of low-income, first-generation high school students and what you can do in terms of writing to your congresspeople, elected officials, about finding funding for these programs that serve primarily rural areas in the country. The state of Iowa, where I live, lost 8 Upward Bound programs in this last grant funding cycle. So we'd really appreciate your support to get involved in that process because I believe, and I think many of my listeners do as well, that every young person deserves an education, a quality education, an opportunity at education. And so that's what this program does. So thank you in advance for those of you who will be writing or emailing your congresspeople. And thanks to those of you listening who have already done that. We very much appreciate it. It makes a world of difference. And so if you've all ever wondered if the process works, it indeed does, because this has happened once before with losing funding for a number of Upward Bound programs. And several months later, due to the efforts of many people, they were able to reinstate many of those programs and provide those services once again to thousands of high school students who deserve that opportunity. So thank you very, very much. So I'd like to welcome my guest tonight. I'm very excited to bring her to you. Her name is Marianne Hess. She is a relationship recovery coach. She's an intuitive energy healer. I want to tell you a little bit about Marianne. She has a passion. She has a number of passions we'll talk about tonight, one of which is helping evolving people to reclaim their innate power from broken relationships, to heal their hearts and trust themselves again. She's committed to helping people be truly heard and have clarity about their relationships. She listens with her whole being and reads energy in real time, helping people to release themselves from debilitating connections and unhealthy attachments. She helps people to see relationship patterns clearly as they permanently shift those that keep them from fully expressing their true essence. She supports people to live from their own innate personal power, to forgive themselves and the other people involved, to trust their own inner guidance as they create healthy, loving relationships with themselves and everyone around them, including a partner that's right for them if that's what they desire. Marianne works with clients all over the world via phone, Skype, or face-to-face. And if you're listening tonight, I'm guessing it's because you are interested in reclaiming your own personal power and healing those broken relationships. She is an accredited Awaken coach, a Reiki master, a transformational prayer practitioner, a personal fitness trainer, a yoga fit instructor, a certified nutritional consultant, and she's been a transformative educator with a BSE in education. And I'm very excited and grateful to welcome tonight my guest, Marianne Hess. Welcome, Marianne.
Thank you, Melanie. It's great to be here.
I am very happy to share your work with the world through Spark, because truly what you do will provide a spark for people to change their lives. So before we get further into content, can you tell us a little bit more about who is Marianne? What else would you like listeners to know about you?
Well, basically, I'm just someone who grew up in the Midwest, a farmer's daughter who, I was born into a dysfunctional family like many people. I followed the traditional go to college, get married path, but it just didn't work for me. And I was just disenchanted. I felt empty on some level. Something was really missing for me. And so I took kind of a left turn from all of that, got a divorce, and quit my teaching job and migrated myself to the Southwest, where I promptly, within a short time, had a situation where my body literally quit, where I couldn't get up, and it took me about 5 years to put myself back together. It was as if the universe said, you know what, if you want to get back up, you need to listen up. And that's where my spiritual journey started. And I spent, like I said, 5 years kind of by trial and error, trying to put myself back together and studying the teachings of the masters. I learned a lot about nutrition and eventually became a personal trainer and a Reiki master, really seeking and exploring, because there was just something that wasn't working for me in my life, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know how one found that. And so that's how I kind of started on this spiritual journey. And I did end up back here in Iowa, in the town that I actually grew up in. And, of course, I don't believe that there are any accidents. The universe is famous for putting you in the right place at the right time, even though sometimes it doesn't feel great. So I come full circle and am someone who continues to heal myself of relationships, not only romantic ones, but those of my family of origin. And it's been a journey, sometimes bumpy, but very rewarding, as I have come into my own, living from my personal power, being in my essence, and finding that inner peace that had eluded me for so many years.
That is quite a journey that you've been on, Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
And as you shared, you've developed a number of passions. And some of my regular listeners might recognize your name from our two past interviews that we've done about the Amazon rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
What led you to this current passion that you have for helping people to heal relationship pain?
Well, it started because I saw a Facebook post, actually, about a program where you work with energy. And it just sounded interesting to me, because I'd done Reiki and some of those things, but there was something compelling about this, because you could study it, there were energy tools, and there was just something intriguing about that. And so I embarked on these workshops and seminars of using energy and reading energy and seeing energy and shifting energy and really playing in the energy. It was, having fun with it, as well as really delving deep into things. As I was doing that, I uncovered, if you will, my deep pain around the first boyfriend I ever had, which I thought I had dealt with and I was going along fine, but I was kidding myself. And there were still things from that that were coloring my present life. And when I realized that, I really decided to delve deep into that, root that out, and be able to be free to fully open my heart again. And as I talked with various people as I was going through this process and as I was sharing with my friends and whatever, I realized a lot of people have this. And I thought, you know, I want to be able to help others like I've been helped so that they don't have to suffer from this and they can fully open their hearts and be joyously happy with someone that's really compatible and right for them. So I put together a program and started to talk with women about that. And I found scores of women who have this pain at one stage of a breakup or another, or sometimes they're still in a relationship but they're suffering.
Well, let's talk about healing that relationship pain that some women have experienced. Where do you start?
Well, that's a little bit tricky to answer as a general question, because what I do is when I work with someone, I go in and I see and I read the energy of their situation. So I find out where they are and I see where they're stuck. I see where the hooks are. And based on that, then we go forward with various tools. Sometimes there is cognitions that come in. It's really hard to describe this because it's unique and different for every person, just like every person has a unique body. They have a unique energy body, and everyone's situation is unique. So I just start with really hearing them, seeing them, and reading the energy of the situation and what's happening for them. And from there, I'm guided to go forward to the next step that's highest good for them.
Okay, well, we do have two callers on the line if you are ready to take callers at this point.
Sure, anytime.
Okay, let's start with area code 319. Your line is open. Who's calling?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. I was listening and I was kind of intrigued that you kind of ended up back in your hometown, because that's what happened to me as well.
Oh, a kindred spirit.
Yeah, full circle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Terry, what prompted you to call in tonight? How can I help you?
Well, I have kind of had a similar situation, but I had an 18-year marriage, and that ended. At the same time, I actually lost my father and moved back home and raised my daughter. So I know I've gone through a lot, you know, as far as transitions, and spent probably 4 or 5 years just, I wouldn't say in isolation, but just basically rediscovering who I was and everything. And I have gone through the whole shutdown situation, and I know what you're talking about when you say you feel stuck or you know, you're looking for that joy. I don't feel like I have the ability to be happy, and I know happiness is a choice. It's kind of like when you feel like, where is that? You know, where is that for me right now? And I have gone through a lot of spiritual things, and I'm familiar with Reiki and energy work. And so this intrigued me as far as what type of, you know, avenue this was coming from. So, yeah, so that's why I called.
Okay. Is there a particular question that you have or a situation that you'd like to look at tonight?
Well, I think I've done a lot of reading with chakras, and I used to, like, just during meditation, see colors a lot when when things were open and flowing, and I feel like everything is just blocked and stuck, and I don't know how to open that back up. So I, you know, I've tried different things, but nothing is, it's just like everything is black, dark, and I can't feel anything.
Mm-hmm. All right. So what I'm hearing is that you feel that you have a block or some kind of obstacle in your way, I almost see it as a wall, to what I'm going to call your gift and your flow with the universe. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What I normally do is have the person say their full name three times and their city and state. Are you comfortable doing that on the radio?
Not really.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, you know, check it out first because,
yeah.
You know, I don't want to be, okay. So let's just, if you would maybe just say your first name three times and we'll use that. How's that?
Okay. Just in succession, just
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Over and over and over. Okay. Teresa, Teresa, Teresa.
Okay, great. So Teresa... Wow. Okay, you have a very beautiful essence that I'm seeing, and it is in a bit of a shadow. There is a black kind of a thing, or maybe it's not black, but it's very dark, and it's coming from my right side, so it's your left, coming from the left almost in a V shape, and it kind of slices through you from your, it would be your left shoulder, through the center of you and out, and then back in by your right hip and angles down and out again, as if something has been cut out. Behind that, I mean, not literally, but that's just the sense of it, like there's this
mm-hmm.
open space. And behind that is this amazing gold, and I also see twinges of pink in your essence. And it has sparkly energy in it, too. So it's quite magnificent and alive. It's just quite magnificent. So let's see, the black and this one cut-out thing. Do you have a sense of when you first were able to see colors, like you mentioned, and those kinds of things, do you recall doing that earlier in your life at any point?
No. It was after I got divorced and I moved home with my three-year-old and was with my mother. And at that point, I think I had very weird buzzing. I'll call it a buzzing, which was like in my core. And... it buzzed for about 2 weeks. I didn't know what it was. I talked to somebody. They're like, oh, that's your root chakra. I was like, okay,
oh.
Whatever that is. It's very annoying. And it buzzed for like 2 weeks, and then it stopped.
Okay.
And it didn't happen again until probably 2 weeks ago. And as I was gutting out my house and having a huge garage sale and getting rid of a lot of things, it started doing it again. So I don't know if that was like another major shift for me, but I had some energy work done, and I tried to explain the darkness and, you know, the I can't see the colors, and this person I was working with is very good, very spiritual, and she did something like an angelic net.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yeah, over me. And, you know, she actually did this, she saw this black blob. So it was very, wow, you know, this is kind of not scary, but just kind of putting into words and having someone see, like you were just seeing some things about me. Mm-hmm. But this blob left and I did feel better, but I still feel like I'm stuck for some reason.
I just see that there's like a part of you missing. It's like it's been cut away, like you would slice a pie in two different directions. It's pie shaped, or a piece of pie shaped. So do you have a regular energetic practice that you do?
No, not really.
Okay. Are you up for trying something in the energetic realm?
Sure.
Okay. So what I'd like for you to do, are you sitting in a chair that's comfortable for you?
Yes.
Okay, great. And if you would just close your eyes, are you going to be disturbed in any way? Are you in a private place?
I'm in a private place.
Okay, great. So just if you would just sink into your chair, your eyes closed, and really feel the support of the bottom of that chair and the back of that chair, and just sink into that, knowing there's nowhere to go and nothing to do, and you can relax into that and allow that to just support you, feeling very secure. And what I'd like for you to do is we're going to do just a little bit of breathing, and we'll inhale through the nose, and we'll exhale out the mouth. And when you inhale through the nose, what I'd like for you to do is invite in love and peace and ease. Then we're going to hold the breath for just a bit, and then we'll exhale out the mouth. And as you exhale out, just allow everything to go out of your belly, out of your lungs. Just really expel all the air that you can, allowing anything that is ready to be released to be released. You don't have to know what it is. Okay? So you're going to inhale and really fill up your belly, really fill up the lungs, just as much air as you can take in. Then we'll hold briefly, and then you'll exhale out the mouth, exhaling whatever is ready to be released at the moment. Ready?
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to inhale and hold and exhale out the mouth. And again, inhaling love, peace, and ease. Hold. Exhaling out the mouth. And one more time. Inhaling. Hold. And exhaling out the mouth. And then if you would, bring your attention into the center of your head, right behind your eyes. And know that there is a magnetic field there. And when, with your intention, you can bring anything into that magnetic field that you wish to, just with your intention. Energy obeys our intention. So I'm going to ask and invite you to bring everything from your past. You don't have to know what it is. It could be what you were doing before we got on the call, last week, last year, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. It doesn't even matter. Just your intention to bring your past into the center of your head. Not that we're going to deal with all of it or it's not going to harm you in any way. Just to bring you present, bringing all of your energy from the past right into the center of your head right here and right now. You can roll it up in a rug if you want and just imagine that it's coming into the center of your head. And when you feel like it's all there, let me know.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then if you would bring anything that you are thinking about or wondering about or anything that you have about the future, bring that into the center of your head. You don't have to know anything about that, just with your intention. Again, bring it into the center of your head so any energy that might be out in the future is right in the center of your head. Again, you could roll it up in a rug if you want. And just bring it all into the center of the head because there's a strong magnetic field there that with your intention will bring it there. And let me know when it's all there.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then kind of like you have an imaginary dog whistle, you know, one of those that only dogs can hear. But this is an imaginary whistle for your energy, the frequency and vibration of your energy, and that you could blow this little whistle and call back any energy that might be anyplace else with your son or in your car or someplace you've been today or in other rooms of the house, or you don't have to know where that might be, but any place you might have been with friends, whatever. And just like you could imagine just blowing that whistle and your own energy hears that and it just comes into the center of your head. And with that intention, just bring everything into the center of your head from wherever it might be, little pieces here and there. And when you feel like you're just all here, really present, really right here, right now, all of you, let me know.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then if you would imagine that on your hips, the diameter of your hips, you could attach what I'm going to call a grounding cylinder. And it attaches to your hips, and then it goes down through the layers of the earth, down into the center of the earth, and then you can plug it in, if you will, into your own personal plug, your own personal outlet that's just for you. And once you do that, that energy is going to, once you plug it in, that force will draw off of you anything that's not serving you at this time. It will continue to run with your intention while we're working here. So let me know when that is in place, and you could almost kind of feel that attached to your hip in a very gentle way. It's not intrusive, but you can just kind of feel, oh yeah, it's there.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then if you would, excuse me, imagine that above your head, as far above you as you can possibly imagine, I have to get a drink of water. Pardon me. There is a gold cylinder of golden light. It's as far above your head as you can imagine, and it is at least 2 feet larger than the diameter of you. And that golden light is in that cylinder coming down, shining down from as far above you as you can possibly imagine. And it's coming down through your head, all the way down through. Remember, it's 2 feet larger than you as well. It's coming down through your head, down through your neck, down through your upper torso, the upper chest and upper back, and out through your arms. Not your fingertips. It's continuing down through your ribs, your mid-back, your low back and your belly, down through your hips, down through your thighs, down through your knees, down through your lower legs, down through your feet. It goes down through the bottoms of your feet and also out your toes. And once it does that, it comes up around you, kind of like you're in this little cocoon, kind of an egg-shaped cocoon of golden light. And we're going to add to this golden light some white light and some what I call effervescent light. It's kind of fizzy and sparkly. And this is a very cleansing light, this last one that I mentioned, that's been added to this whole cylinder that's running all the way through you and around you, so that, again, from top down, anything that's not serving you is going to actually flush down and out and go down your grounding cylinder, down through the center of the earth, and be transmuted for highest good. And then if you would just receive a deep breath. What I'd like you to do is imagine that there is a big sponge. And it has gold paint. It doesn't have to be real heavy paint, but like a gold paint that you could use. Like there's a gold can of paint and this sponge that's got filled with gold paint. And you could actually cleanse out from wherever above your head, as far as you can imagine, that whole column of gold. You're going to just cleanse that out with this gold, allowing it to come down through. And if it gets full of gunk, this this sponge. You just throw it down your grounding cylinder and another one will disappear for you. So have this gold sponge just come down, and then it's going to come down through your head, if you will. You're going to clean out your head with this golden sponge, cleansing and all, you know, you can swirl it around and around, cleansing everything out that's not serving you. And going on down through the neck, coming on down through your upper torso, down through your arms, down through your mid-back, your belly, your low back, your hips, just sponging out anything that's not serving you. And there's nothing that can really hide from this paint because it's very magnetic and it's filled with golden energy as a gold paint. So the things stick to it, and then you throw the sponges down the grounding cylinder. So continuing down your legs, down your knees, down through your lower legs and your feet. And when you're finished, just throw that last sponge down your grounding cylinder and receive a deep breath. How are you feeling right now?
Good.
Okay. So what I'd like to, for you to do now is, if you would, put your hand on your heart, the heart area, in the middle of your chest there, and just begin to breathe into your heart as if you're breathing breath into your heart, and then you're going to exhale, and it exhales out your heart. And just breathe in, and have your breath be a little deeper and a little slower than it might normally be. And just allow a few breaths into the heart, a little slower and a little deeper. And then imagine as you breathe that your heart energy is expanding. And it's expanding out, expanding out of your chest. With every breath, it gets bigger. And it's expanding out beyond your physical body. And have it expand out as far into the room as you would like. Or you can go beyond that if you wish. With each breath, just have it be larger and larger until minimally you are engulfed in the heart. Let me know when you get to that point where the heart is big enough that you're actually inside it.
Okay.
Wonderful. And this heart is filled with love. Love is the highest frequency that we can have access to on this planet, in this plane. And what I would like to offer to you is to do this heart exercise after you ground and bring in the gold on a daily basis, filling yourself up with so much love that no other energies can exist there. Because when we are so filled up with love, energies that are not vibrating at that high level can't come in. And from the space of love, everything is open and available to us. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Would you be willing to practice with that for this next week?
Yeah.
And I would really love to hear how you're doing. I do this a lot with clients. If you would be willing to just shoot me an email. Let's see, this is Wednesday. maybe on Saturday, if you could just shoot me a quick email and let me know how it's going.
Sure.
I'm willing to do that. And then by next Wednesday, or maybe not next Tuesday night, actually, shoot me another one. Because I just love to hear how this is working for you and how you're feeling. And just be extra aware of not only your intake of water, but also just be extra aware for signals or signs from the universe, which you may already be doing, but just kind of have a little extra, just be in the spirit of curiosity and openness for any messages.
Okay. I'm going to be starting like a detox cleanse too, nutritionally.
Great.
So, yeah. So this will be good.
Perfect timing. So, Terry, is there anything, do you have any questions? Is there anything else you'd like to speak to?
I think that's it. I've done, like we discussed relationship ties and stuff like that. And whenever I get to a point in my life, I tend to revert back to dreams about my ex-husband. And we actually do have a very good relationship right now. And there's not a lot of, conflict and anything like that or longing to get back together. It's just we have a child together, so we get along very well. Mm-hmm. But I somehow revert back to those dreams and how I was feeling during the marriage. And it comes and goes with different times, but I would like to know if there's an exercise to try to release that. Because you can't control your dreams, or maybe you can, but I can't.
Well, oh boy. Okay, lots of things are going on here. Melanie, do we have time to go into this?
I can add 30 minutes to the show, so yes, we can.
Okay. So, Terry.
Well, do you have another caller, too? Because I can call back, if someone's still waiting to talk.
Well, yeah, Marianne, it's up to you. Do you want to take another caller, or do you want to continue with Terry?
I think since we're already in the flow of energy with Terry, if it's okay with you, Melanie, do you think the other caller would be okay with that? I don't want to.
Well, we'll hope so, because hopefully they're participating and benefiting from what you're doing with Terry as well. So
okay.
Let's continue since you're in the flow with her,
okay.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay, great. So two things were coming as you were talking, Terry, about these dreams and about your ex, because if you're having these dreams, then there is a connection, and what we can do is a little exercise to be sure that any unhealthiness around the connection, not in any good parts of it, but if there's any unhealthiness about it, that we can deal with that. So that's the first thing, and then I'm going to write this down so I don't forget because I get in the flow, and then okay. And then we're going to set up some things for you before you go to sleep, which will assist.
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing is if you have any of these, you have dreams and there's a connection. So what I'd like for you to do, are your eyes still closed?
Yes.
Okay. And your grounding cylinder, let's just make sure it's there, and the gold, I'm going to put some more gold, making sure it's still flowing. And receive a deep breath. And if you would, just imagine out in front of you is a bubble maybe about the size of a beach ball, and it has a very strong magnet in it. And with your intention, what I invite you to do is to have anything that is unhealthy about your connection to your ex, if there's any scenarios, any words, anything, you don't even have to know what that might be, that is not serving you around that connection, to have it be released and drawn into that bubble. And just allow it to flow out there with your permission, because if there's anything lingering in you that's in any way inhibiting anything, not that it's even conscious by you or your ex, but if there is anything, just have your intention let it go and be released into that bubble and just let it start to flow out there. And I would like for you to scan your body, if you will, 360 degrees, as if you could start at the top of your head and then kind of like you have, what would that be called? You have 360-degree vision. I don't know how I would explain that. But you could just kind of melt yourself over, your vision could melt yourself over your body so you could see all sides of you, just having the intention that as you bring your attention down around your body, that anything that's in that area, either on the outside or the inside of your body, that's unhealthy or not serving you to the highest around that connection will be released and flow out into the bubble. Again, this does not in any way hinder the good parts about your connection to your ex, but it will take very discriminatory because we're being very clear here about what we're doing. So it won't take anything that's good. But if there is anything that's in any way inhibiting you from moving forward in your life or from accessing wisdom or whatever it might be, just scan through your body. And as you do, allow it to flow out. And let me know when you've gotten all the way through your body.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then, receiving a deep breath, I would like for you to have one more scan, especially around your back. If there's any cord stuck in you that needs to be released, just have them fall away, and as they do, I sometimes see these as some kind of like octopus tentacles.
There's such
I'm seeing a few in your back, upper left. Upper left. I'm feeling it in my upper left, so it might be in your upper right. But in any case, in your upper back, just check for any kind of, it could be like hoses. And it might not even be your ex's energy, but I'm just going to say anything that's siphoning your energy, it's not healthy for you. It's kind of sucking your energy and draining you. And have that be released into the bubble as well. We're kind of maybe doing two things, but that's okay. The bubble can handle it. The bubble can be as big as it needs to be.
It's funny when I started, it was like if you broke a glass ball, all the shards of glass were just like whoosh, just going towards this beach ball, which was kind of funny.
Cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Hey, wonderful. So now, have you gone all the way down the back in particular with anything, with everything, with that?
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so feeling into this. Okay, I want to do one more thing. Yes, one more thing. What I want you to do is imagine a golden sprayer, a sprayer of golden light that's kind of like the consistency of that paint again, and you're just going to spray your whole body from the top of your head to the bottoms of your feet, and it's going to wash anything that might, any little particles, any little molecules or whatever that might still be hanging out that just aren't serving you. I'm just going to let that. The sprayer is like those power sprayers at the car wash, you know, and it's really, really can just spray everything. There's nothing left unturned. And this could even go down your grounding cylinder, wherever it wants to go, down your grounding cylinder to the center, or it can go out in the bubble either way. But we just need to do one last round here. All the way from the top of the head, all the way down to the feet. Spraying, this is spraying outside and inside, washing away any little particles that just aren't serving you around your relationship or for any reason just don't serve you now. They're holding you back in your life in some way. And let me know when you're done down to the bottoms of the feet.
Okay.
Wonderful. And then if you would, imagine that beside this bubble that has, well, tell me, can you see what's in this bubble? Can you tell what it looks like? Sometimes people can, sometimes not.
It's junk.
Okay, good. Very good. Done excellent. Okay. Then imagine that there's another bubble to the side of it, and this bubble is gold, and it has a gold magnet in it, and between the two bubbles is a gold filter. So what I'd like for you to do, and we're actually going to also have a gold vacuum cleaner on the edge of this gold bubble as well. What we're going to do is we're going to turn on this gold vacuum cleaner. It has a lot of powerful suction to it, and this magnet is really powerful as well. And we're going to pull out of that first gunky bubble your own personal power and bring it into the gold bubble. And as it comes through that gold filter, if there's anything that tries to come with it that's not your power, it will just slide down that filter and go down to the earth and be transmuted. So turned it on and you're just pulling your power out into that gold bubble. Let that run for just a little bit. Only bringing your own personal power out. And how does this feel to you? Does it feel like your power is in that other bubble?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think there's any more that needs to come?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just keep on going. If I was kidding, we weren't quite done yet. Real powerful. You can just imagine the suction of this. Just really pulling it out. And how does it feel now?
Good.
Okay, wonderful. So what I'd like for you to do is just, I like to do this as kind of a, as a double check, even though it's real almost impossible for anything to get through that gold filter. But if you could put a little gold beam of light on the coming down to through the top of your gold bubble, I'm going to infuse it with a little more gold, a little sparkly energy that's cleansing, and then we'll have a little grounding cord on the bottom of the gold bubble down to the center of the earth, just in case there's any little molecules or particles or any little specks that just got through that filter. Let that run for just a little bit to make sure that you're infused and only your personal power. Okay. And then, feeling good to me. How does it feel to you?
Pure.
Good. So what I'd like for you to do is imagine that there are some beautiful French doors on your heart space, and you can open those up wide. And they stay open and wide. And what I'd like for you to do, I'm going to invite you to bring that gold bubble of your personal power into your heart through those wonderful French doors. And that bubble just kind of melts into you. It goes all the way to your back. And then that personal power just starts to flow down your body, your torso, down into your belly, down through your legs. It also flows up into your upper torso and your neck and your head and on up through into the other. It melts with the gold energy that's above you.
It's warm.
Good, good, good. Wonderful. And as we're doing this, we're bringing more gold in down through you as well to fill up yourself with your personal power and more gold. Just feel yourself being infused. So they are just bathing and swimming in this amazing gold energy and your amazing personal power. You could almost imagine, if you could see them, that they have little smiley faces. They're very happy. Great to be empowered with your power and to have all this wonderful gold energy. So how is your body feeling?
Good.
Wonderful. And if you would look out onto that first bubble, what does it look like now?
Gray.
Okay. Is it any smaller than it was? Did it collapse at all?
No, it just looks like it's like more pitted or have holes, kind of craters.
Good, 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 good. So what I'd like for you to do is just imagine you could just put this into a gold bubble of its own and then just throw it down your grounding cylinder so that that just goes down and it gets transmuted. If it goes down into the center of the earth, it'll be transmuted for highest good and go on to do great things in its transmuted form. And the gold filter just goes on its way for another session for someone. Okay, so this is something that you can do with this, with the anytime you notice that you have an attachment or a thought, or maybe you're bothered by something in your life, like you get irritated or angry or frustrated or whatever, some of those things that we don't necessarily like to feel, but they happen. You can just pull that all that out into a bubble. Have a gold bubble next to it with a filter. Pull your power out and bring the power back into you. And then whatever you were feeling has no power over you. You brought your power back into you because we only have those feelings if we give them power. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And then remember we did the heart expansion where your heart was actually engulfing you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your, how big is your heart now? Are you still inside that big heart?
Mm-hmm. It's kind of pink around me, like a transparent bubble.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. So what I'd like for you to do is be sure that before you go to bed, ground into the earth, bring in your gold, and expand your heart, breathing into it and make it bigger than you. And then around the outer edge of that, or however big you want it to be, it can be as big as you want it to be, but make sure it engulfs you. Around the outer edge of that, just put a nice gold lining. I like to think of it as a very sheer gold lining, but it's very tough. Kind of like mesh, but nothing's going to get through it. So it's light in appearance, and yet it's very sturdy and very hardy. So put that bubble around that. And then once you've done that, is that in place?
Mm-hmm.
Then once you've done that, imagine that you could put a hedge, maybe about 4 feet high, all the way around that the bottom half of that bubble. And as you see it go all the way around, when it comes back around to the beginning, I want you to start planting a rose bush there. And just keep planting the rose bush all the way around the hedge. And when it comes around to where you started planting the rose bushes, put another row of rose bushes. Start planting them and go all the way around. And as you do that, the two rose bushes will, like, intertwine. So they make this wonderful little thicket. So nothing is going to get through this that's not of the very highest vibration. So that when you have dreams, our dreams tell us wonderful things. And you are protected from any, undesirable energies that might be floating around, because there's all kinds of stuff in the energy fields of the world. So
right.
That means that now you can really trust your dreams and pay attention to them. And I would ask before you go to sleep, after you've done this, for whoever, whatever your belief is, whether you use guides, angels, or ascended masters, I don't know, whoever you might call in for assistance from the, what I'll call the other realms of things, and just ask them to bring information to you and whatever it is you want to ask for and help you to remember it when you wake up and put something right by your bed where you can write stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can really start benefiting from your dreams. And you will probably start to see patterns. There may be things that you they bring up to you that maybe you need to look at. So there'll be lots of wonderful messages and clues, I'm going to say, too, for your life and expanding on seeing these colors and all those things that you so enjoy.
Awesome.
Okay. So how does that feel for you?
Feels great.
Okay, wonderful. So I'll really be excited to hear on Saturday how this is all going for you. And, my email, which may be somewhere in, I don't know, some of this information, but it's just Marianne, Marianne, at Marianne, and then my last name, Hess, H like horse, E, two S's like Sam, E, .com.
H-E-S-S-E?
Uh-huh.
.com, okay.
Well, Terry, it's been delightful. Is there anything you'd like to share or say, or have a question at this point?
No, I guess, like, you know, just hearing my name, you actually can feel energy and things about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's amazing, and I think everybody has gifts like that to an extent. Mm-hmm. I guess one question, I've been dealing with a lot of stress, and my hair is falling out, and that's giving me more stress. But I'm just wondering, do you see, I mean, like, I know that nutrition and exercise are key for me, but I guess I'm just asking if you see anything energy-wise about that.
Let's see here.
Am I just stressed out to the point where my body's like, ah, can't take this?
Okay.
It's been like 5 years of dealing with this. I can't figure out what's going on, but.
It kind of feels like your body's in hyperdrive, like on in hyper alert mode. And the first thing that comes for me is breathing, deep breathing. Do you have any kind of breathing practice?
No, but when I first started energy work with somebody like 5 years ago, she said, "You don't breathe." I said, "No." She goes, "You do two things. You don't breathe and you don't ask for help." I said,
okay.
Exactly.
Well, so one thing you could do, if you recall at the beginning, what we did was kind of a three-part breathing where you breathe in through the nose really, really big, and then you hold, and then you exhale out the mouth. That helps to calm the system.
Uh-huh.
And then also putting your hand on your heart and consciously slowing the breath and deepening the breath. And bringing as if you could bring the air or the oxygen in through your heart and out through your heart. I would say doing those two things whenever you feel really stressed. I mean, do you notice when you're feeling stressed? Do you feel tense? Do you notice that you're feeling tense?
No, I just think it's the overactive, hyper, you know, overdrive kind of intense all the time. You know, rarely do I feel relaxed. Even going to sleep, I realize that I'm trying to go to sleep and my muscles are all completely tightened and tense, and then I have to let my shoulders down, you know, kind of thing. So.
And as you're lying in bed, of course, there's always the breathing wherever you want to start, at the head or the feet, but breathing into the toes, you know, breathing into the feet. You know, there's always that kind of thing if you wanted to consciously do it. I'm also wondering, are you someone who follows a routine throughout your day easily, or do routines drive you crazy?
No, routines are okay.
Okay. So what I was getting, actually, was for you to do the two breathing things I was talking about 5 times in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And space them out, you know, at different times of the day, so you kind of, you could remind yourself, okay, now it's whatever, 10 o'clock. Okay, I'm just going to spend a few minutes. And just practice it through the day, and your body will start to want it. and then eventually you're going to get little reminders in your body that, well, oh, I need to breathe.
Breathe, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So if you can set up your own schedule, whatever you would like, 5 times in a day, it doesn't have to take more than, you know, a minute to do that. But it will calm your system and help it to start in the habit. So you're going to be cultivating a new habit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, lots of great information.
Okay, great. Okay, my dear, thank you so much. You've been delightful, and you have done such great work here. You did some good stuff.
Yeah, it was very, very helpful, I think, already. So I hate to take up the whole show, so I'll get off here.
You'll probably end.
But I'll be in contact with you. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful night. Thanks for being
here. You too.
Thanks, Terry.
Yep.
And, Marianne, we do still have that other caller on the line.
Okay.
So This is area code 423. Your line is open. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Lynette. How are you today?
Oh, hi, Lynette.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful, just wonderful. I'm completely and totally relaxed right now after listening to you work with Terry through those processes. So thank you for allowing me to be part of that.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. So is there anything I can help you with tonight? Do you have any?
Yes, actually I do. My question, although it doesn't on the surface, I think, connect directly to relationships, mm-hmm. I kind of suspect that somewhere underneath it all, relationship plays a definite role in the question concern that I have. Mm-hmm. What's going on is I'm feeling like an old pattern of behavior that it's rearing its head, and I quite honestly am so tired of dealing with the same behavior that keeps wanting to pop back into my life. And it happens when I reach a new level of success. Mm. And then I start these self-sabotaging behaviors such as giving too much of myself away, not charging enough for my services, and then getting overburdened, overwhelmed, tired, and tired is a really good word. So I've reached a new level of success. I'm excited about everything that's going on in my life, and yet I'm feeling the same pattern come back. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, you know, where is this coming from, and how can I once and for all work its way out of me?
Okay. May I ask, first of all, just if you would say your name three times, if you're comfortable saying your full name, great. If not, we can just go with, you know, Lynette.
Oh, I'm completely comfortable with sharing my full name.
Okay.
And you needed city and state as well, is that?
Yeah, if that's okay for you. I mean, I don't, you know, you don't have to because we're on the radio, but it's up to you.
Oh, my life is completely transparent.
All right, so you're comfortable. Okay. All right.
Okay, Lynette Patterson. Do you want me to do Lynette Patterson, Morristown, Tennessee, or does it matter?
Just your name three times, and at the end of that, your city and state one.
Okay, Lynette Patterson, Lynette Patterson, Lynette Patterson, Morristown, Tennessee.
Okay, Lynette. Wow. You have a very bright essence. it's got a lot of red in it. You're a very passionate person and very creative. I can see orange in here. And there's a lot of, I see a lot of indigo. It's so gorgeous. And some white. Wow. You're a very powerful person. You've got a lot of energy. Wow. Your light is bright. Really bright. Really bright. What I was getting as you were speaking about this self-sabotage thing when you reach a new level of success, one thing I wanted to ask you, when was the first time you can remember when you were successful and then it seemed like you kind of hit a ceiling, you know, kind of bumped your head against the ceiling? When's the first time you remember that?
Oh, my goodness. When you asked that, I pictured myself being in middle school. And I'm always very tall and a very good basketball player. And I would score a lot of points and have a lot of rebounds and have my name in the paper. And then suddenly people didn't like me. My teammates didn't like me.
Uh-huh.
And they talked about me. And so I would sabotage my next game and not score. And I've never thought of that before until just now. But I can remember doing that as early as middle school so that they would approve of me and still be my friend, and I didn't feel like I was showing off.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so how did you feel inside when you kind of dumbed down your talent?
I felt like I was losing part of myself and who I was, and that I wasn't being powerful and standing up for what was right in my own life.
Can you, this might be a little tricky, but can you imagine being in that scenario in middle school there as this younger Lynette, and you as adult Annette right now? Could adult Annette right now, Lynette, I'm sorry, go and speak to and be with young Lynette in that scenario? Could she go stand with her, be with her? Could you imagine doing that?
Yes, I can easily imagine that.
Okay. So if you would like to maybe just sit with her as adult Lynette, and young Lynette, so glad to see you, and knowing that she can trust you, is there anything that young Lynette would like to say to you about how she's feeling or about anything that's going on with her in that situation? Anything you'd like to speak to or say or express to you?
What young Lynette is saying is that she wants to be liked, and that she wants to have friends, and she wants to be approved of. And that she's afraid that she'll be alone.
Mm-hmm. And what would you, as you know, because you're the adult Lynette here, also there, adult Annette, what would you like to say to young Lynette? From your perspective here as adult Lynette.
Mm-hmm. From the adult Lynette, mm-hmm. it's a tough one because I almost feel two different ways, because even to this day, I still enjoy being liked.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I understand it's more important to stand in your power.
Okay, so one thing I invite you to do right here is imagine a dial out in front of you for your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine that you turn your mind down to zero. The mind only knows what's in it. It doesn't, really know anything. I mean, it's great for implementing stuff for us, but it really doesn't know anything. It's like a computer. Whatever disk we put in, it'll play it.
Right.
So turn your dial of your mind down, and imagine another dial there for effort, and turn that down to zero. Breathe deeply. And then imagine another dial for ease and clarity and wisdom. And turn it up as high as you possibly can. Okay, are those two down and one up?
Yes.
Okay, then please put your hand on your heart. And breathe into the heart like we were doing with Terry, really allowing and kind of flow the breath, deepen it a little bit, and imagine air coming into the heart and out of the heart, breathing. You're breathing through the heart. Really connecting in with your heart. And then when you feel really connected in with your heart, I would like you, adult Lynette, to say what's in your heart to young Lynette about this situation. Knowing all highest good here, there's nothing right or wrong. Just speak what comes.
that it's okay, that you're perfect just the way you are, and the people that are meant to love you and be in your life will be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't have to work so hard for their approval.
Mm-hmm. And how does she feel about that?
It feels strange.
Does she believe? Because
she's always worked hard.
Mm-hmm.
And to the concept of just allowing things to occur as they needed to is a new concept.
Mm-hmm. And is she excited by the concept, or is she frightened by the concept, or how does she feel about the concept?
She feels very curious about the concept, you know, at the possibilities of what could happen if she lived her life on her own terms without worrying what other people were thinking.
Mm-hmm. So if she were to come and live with you, would she be open to practicing this new concept in her life?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so would she like to come live with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So because you're in middle school, I'm going to guess you might not necessarily want to put her on your lap, but you could you could stand with her. You could stand with her and hug her. And as you're ready, just have her kind of melt into you so that you bring her home to you and in you. And as you do that, imagine in your mind's eye that she becomes kind of in miniature and goes into your heart so that young Lynette is with you, in you, and in your heart. Let me know when she arrives.
She's there.
Okay, how does she feel being there?
She feels safe.
Great. Wonderful. And how do you feel having her there?
I actually feel very emotional having her there.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of emotion? Happy, sad?
A relief. It feels like a relief.
Oh, good. Good. I may be cutting out a little bit. My battery on my phone is saying it's low. So if you don't, you know, you only hear part of a word, that's why.
Okay.
Okay. So now what I'd like for you to do is, I think I'm going to power up my other phone in case I get connected here. What I'd like for you to do is, okay, I'm getting out of the phone. Where are we? Brought her back in. She feels good. Okay, let me just check myself out for a second. Okay, so what I'd like for you to do is imagine that there's a timeline from grade school, or not, middle school where you were, up to present day. And that you could take this knowingness that you have, that young Lynette has, and that adult Lynette has. You could take this knowingness and infuse it with gold, if you will, and run it from middle school up the timeline to present day. And as you do that, it will, in a sense, rectify any situations from then until now where you felt like you couldn't shine. And just run that from middle school up to present day. And when you've done that, let me know that you're back at present.
I'm at present.
Okay. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling very relief is really the word for it. And because what I was thinking was going on was not it. It was something very different, which is good. Which made no sense, but I understand myself right now.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I got you totally. So, you know, it's all in the flow. Okay. How are you feeling in general about new levels of success and those kinds of things?
Well, I understand now where I was tripping myself up. It was assuming it was one thing when it wasn't. It was something totally different. And so I can see now where what the tools that I was working with, they were good tools. I was just hammering on the wrong nail. And now I have a better idea of how to go about and what I'm really working with.
Good.
Very good.
Good. Okay, so just breathing into your heart and giving thanks for young Lynette and what she showed you here tonight.
Yeah, that was very cool.
And again, I would love to hear if you would like to share maybe on Saturday or so how you're feeling about your life and these patterns of behavior and what's going on for you.
I'd love to share that.
Okay, great. So is there anything else you would like to say, ask, share at this time?
No, just thank you to both you and to Melanie for having this show and opening yourself up to these questions so that we superwomen who have it all together can have an opportunity to, you know, learn something new and different. This has been really wonderful.
Oh, great. I'm so glad that you came on the show, and it was delightful to work with you, and you did really great work. You were just so willing and so cooperative. You were so ready. So great.
Completely
work.
Ready.
Yeah, great work, Lynette.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Okay.
Thanks, Lynette.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So Melanie, yeah. Can you hear?
Yes.
My phone kind of going in. Is my phone kind of going in and out?
Well, it's okay yet. Do you want me to just switch phones? Where are you right now?
Say that again.
Do you want me to switch the lines for you? Because I see you've called in on your other line. Want me to just make that switch?
The only thing is, I won't have it. Hold on just one second. I would need to attach a a recording to this. Because you're
Well, you know what? Let's just stay with this and as long as we can. If I lose you, then I'll switch. How's that?
Okay, go ahead.
Awesome. Because Terry and Lynette are still both on the line listening, which is awesome.
Okay.
And I got to admit that, yeah, I had my own interesting little adventure with Lynette's call, too.
Oh, good.
And when I plan to share with listeners that in preparation for the call, when I connected with Marianne about this new work that she's doing in healing relationship energy, I had experienced a very powerful eye-opening session in what I had done and what I discovered for me. And the good news for both Terry and Lynette is they can download the podcast and hear you talk through those exercises again. And for me, I discovered I need that focus, that external audio focus to keep me on that path. But the work that I did with Marianne, she taught me tools that I continue to use to shift my energy into that higher vibration. I think that we don't realize how much of our energy gets pulled out of us. And I am a very open person, very empathic and empathetic person. So I find a lot of my energy goes out to other people. And then in that empathy role, I take in their energy. And so my challenge is I'm trying to give some energy and just keep that negative energy out, which sometimes I forget how to replenish my energy. So those tools that I continue to use included some that you shared tonight with Terry. And so being in that higher vibration, it gives me that vantage point that's easier to see the truth of what's actually occurring or bothering me or limiting me in my life. It's very different. It looks very different from there than it does when it being in the midst of the feeling stuck or the feeling drained is another word that I hear often, and I feel that way too. I come home and I'm drained. And so the focus in our conversation, the one that I had with Marianne, was not about healing a relationship with another person. It's kind of like Lynette. I was looking at healing my relationship with abundance and success and to release whatever limiting beliefs that I had in my life that would get in the way of I'd be at the edge of something and then we'd be stuck and we'd stop. And so it was a very, very powerful experience for me. And I'm excited that Terry and Lynette called and were able to talk with you tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, me too. It was just delightful. I mean, this was just such a delightful interchange. And I enjoyed so meeting Terry and Lynette both. And I thank you so much for having me on this program, Melanie. It was a pleasure working with you earlier. And another thing that I'll just mention to you is when you are working with someone, you can put up what I would call a rose in front of you or a staff, either one, that's grounded to the center of the earth so that you don't take on their energy. And so you can interact with them, but you won't take it into you. It'll go down. You can still work with them, but the energy will go down into the earth to be transmuted, so it's not draining you.
Ooh, I like that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Very nice. Well, we do have about 8 minutes remaining because I did extend the show by 30 minutes.
Okay.
And thank you for being able to stay on and talk with both Terry and Lynette.
Mm-hmm.
And I will share real briefly. It's interesting that when you were asking Lynette to go back to the first time she felt that, she went to middle school, I went to elementary school.
Oh, cool.
And so it was amazingly similar. And when she was talking about that feeling of release, I had the tears thing going on. And so, yeah, and I just had not ever thought about the connection that way with the fear that I have of being too smart or always having to know the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what happened when we had moved in third grade, and that's why people liked me. They only liked me when they needed my answers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a walking dictionary and a walking encyclopedia. So I think there became this fear around not knowing an answer. And I was valedictorian in my class. So excelling with that has always been a part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's held me back from truly stepping out into my power.
Cool.
Not having the right answer all the time.
Great insight and great work. Woohoo!
Well, woohoo! Thank you. Thanks, Lynette. Thanks, Terry, because I journeyed with you both. So that's wonderful. And I am very excited, Marianne, to share what it is you're doing because so often, like in this case, we think that we're fine. And one of the questions that I want to ask you in the time that we have left has to do with when we think we're fine. Because Lynette had mentioned she didn't think it was a relationship issue, and we forget about the relationship with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or there's a situation, again, where there are times, yes, when relationship pain is very obvious and apparent. Then there are those times where it may be subtle. So whether that's the situation like Lynette and I have had, which had something to do with experiences when we were growing up, or if it may have been someone who, let's say, has been through a divorce and at a conscious level, feels that they're past the pain of that breakup. Are there signs that might indicate there's still healing that needs to happen? And if so, what are those?
Well, some things that come to mind, sometimes if they're just not fully able to open entirely to a new relationship, I mean, they might even be in one, but they're kind of still holding back. There's still a little bit of a hesitancy or maybe even reluctance to even get involved in a relationship, even though, well, I'm fine, but I'm just choosing not to do it. You know, I'm just choosing not to go there yet or whatever. If there's a holding back, sometimes there's that. Or sometimes when people go through this, they go too quickly. Oh, I'm fine. I'm over it. I've dealt with that. I'm cool, you know. And they quickly go look for another man as if that's kind of some kind of answer in their life. I've seen that before as well. Even though they think that everything is handled, sometimes they might have adopted a coping mechanism right after the breakup or during the divorce or during the process of just being busy all the time, so they didn't have to feel. And not really taking time for themselves to really feel their feelings, or not taking time for themselves to allow themselves the time to heal. And they're in that pattern still of, I don't have time to take care of myself, they're not eating really well, they're just, but I'm fine, you know. So the self-care, if the self-care isn't in place in a good way, then the self-love isn't there yet. And there's work to be done before they can really have a healthy relationship, with a truly healthy relationship, from a wholeness place within them, that they're really whole. Yet they're just not there yet. Any of those things are going on. Maybe they're eating too much chocolate, or maybe they're drinking a little too much, or whatever. But they're fine, you know. So if they notice any little,
I know I should exercise. I just haven't gotten around to it, or
they don't feel
inspired
to
it.
Yeah. You know, those kinds of things, if there's, you know, then the self-love hasn't kicked in yet. We really have to have that, even if we're past a breakup or we think we're over something. If we don't come back to the true love of ourselves, we're not done with the stuff. We have more work to do before we can really have a relationship.
We have about 3 minutes left, Marianne, and you have a teleseminar coming up. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Okay. I focus in that one on people that are being triggered yet by their ex, or maybe they've just gone through a recent breakup. So if they're finally ready to stop being triggered by their ex and find out how they can complete the attachment and move on once and forever, and really save themselves from heartache and frustration, then this free teleclass, it's 45 minutes, helps them to, they can choose whatever trigger they want, and we'll release it during the thing that keeps them hooked in. They'll reclaim their power. They'll get back to peaceful center in minutes. They'll be able to set those boundaries that they need to in case they encounter their partner. And I've had lots of people go through this class and also working with me that are able to be around their ex and not be triggered after this. It takes the charge out of things. They get clear about what's happening with them and can shift things easily. It's a lot more easy for them to handle fallout that's happening around them from a difficult breakup than when the guy is trying to hook them back in. And that's actually happening next Wednesday night, May the 30th. So if you're interested in that, you can go to my website, MarianneHess.com, and click on free teleclass and register there, and then you'll also get recordings of that. I know I had one lady say that for her, that particular class gave her permission to feel all that she was feeling and that she was okay feeling it. She didn't feel alone when she was in this, you know, had this class with me. And she really realized that, you know, you can do all kinds of work, but until the energy is cleared, stuff's still flying around and you can get drawn back in. So that's happening next Wednesday night. And I also wanted to say, anyone listening to this, if you would like a free 20-minute breakthrough session similar to what you heard tonight, you can email me and put breakthrough session, discovery session in the subject line, because I always have a few slots each week for my clients for their, quote, what I call emergency sessions. They're about 20 minutes long. And so there's always a few slots open, making myself available. So I can send you a little time trade calendar where you could pick a time and have a free 20-minute discovery session to get into your situation if you'd like.
And I didn't want to interrupt you, so we don't have to use all the 30 minutes, but we can at least talk till we're finished now. So next Wednesday night is a free teleclass that you're offering, and people can register even if they can't be there live, right?
Yes, they'll register. They'll get the recording whether they're there or not. It's better to be there live, as we kind of heard tonight.
Yes.
Because there's an opportunity where someone could be coached on the spot if they desire. So, yeah, so you're invited to come. Just go to my website and register, and I would love to serve in any way I can, help in any way I can, anyone who's suffering from these kinds of things. Because you don't have to suffer. There is a way out. There is a way out, and you can be at peace inside, and you can heal, and you can go on and really have a very happy and fulfilling life. It is all possible.
Yay. That is so exciting. Marianne, and as we're coming to the end, we'll say, you know, your website is Marianne Hess. It's MarianneHesse.com.
Mm-hmm.
And your email is also on your website, I believe, as well.
Yeah.
But that's Marianne@MarianneHesse.com.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are listening later, they've downloaded this, they now know they can connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a question you wish I would have asked you, Marianne, that I didn't ask? And if so, what's your answer? Share the question first.
The only thing that you didn't ask me, which I think you might have even been planning to ask, was that there is a book I contributed a story to that a group of women got together and did a book project. And we birthed these stories from inside us. And these are all energetic healers that did this. We birthed our own personal story, our own deep thing from inside us, and we put this together in book form, and it's going to be published and out this July 28th, and you can get it at Amazon.com. And it's called Empowered Voices, True Stories by Awakened Women. And these book projects, this one that's ahead of it has done a few of these, they're kind of like chicken soup for the soul kinds of things, because these stories, she gave me the first book to read, you know, as we were going through this particular project. It was so healing because I was reading within women's hearts. I mean, their hearts are right on the page. And you're reading what happened to them, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I can relate to this. Or, oh, my gosh, I'm not the only person that's done this or gone through this. And it's so soothing and so healing.
And Marianne, would you be willing to come back about the time of that book launch and talk about that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That would be awesome. So we'll connect offline and book a date so we can talk about that experience with Empowered Voices.
Okay.
And you're right, I did have a note down there to ask that. So thank you for bringing that back to my attention.
Yeah.
And then for as we close, what are one or two key messages that you would like listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I think basically that everything's energy, and being acutely aware of what energy that you're in and that you're emitting out to others is really paramount to awakening to your true nature and the essence of yourself. And when we can live from our essence as much as possible, we can make this world a better place. There is more peace, there is more harmony, because there's more peace and harmony in you. And it happens, it has that ripple effect out to everyone else. And there's, I think, some kind of saying that says it all begins with me. So if each of us would focus on being in our essence and living from there and making our choices from there, we would all be freely giving our unique gifts, and all of our needs and all of the world's needs would be met. And we would have peace on earth and heaven right here and right now. That's what I'd like to say at the end.
I think that's a wonderful note to end on, Marianne. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you to Terry and Lynette for calling and having the opportunity to share their experience with people who are listening to this in the future, because it is very enlightening to the process, and I look forward to being with you again, Marianne. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you again, Terry and Lynette. It was such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Until next time, listeners, do stay safe and do take very good care of your energy. Next week, my guest is author Diane Collins. We'll be talking about her book and the process she's created called Quantum Think. And her book is entitled, Do You Quantum Think? So we'll be still moving down that combination, that energy road, with also looking at some other aspects of science and really bringing some ideas together. So I hope that you can join us then. Thank you all so much, and I hope that you take action on the spark you heard to ignite a positive change in your life. Until next time, stay safe.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.